You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's The Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome everyone to this Tuesday edition of The Daily Dime. Today is April 22nd. We had a great Monday full of sports, so let's talk about it. All right, so I want to start off in the NBA. We had game two between the Pistons and the Knicks in the Garden, and the Pistons would win this one 194 to tie the series at one. And this game felt very similar to game one, though, coming down the stretch. Pistons had a similar size lead. They all of a sudden go cold. The Knicks come storming back, and they actually tie the game. But unlike game one, the Pistons held on in this one. They closed it out and got a huge win on the road. But I'm not going to lie, when the Knicks started storming back again, I thought, oh, here we go again. Like, you have some of these young guys for the Pistons. They haven't really necessarily been on a stage like this under the bright lights. Are they just going to melt again? But this one was completely different. They held strong, closed out the game, and they got the win. So props to them. They'll head back to Detroit 1-1 with a chance to really take control of that series if they can win a couple games at home. But I thought one of the biggest storylines from this game was just the flopping and the foul baiting from Jalen Brunson. And I've been trying to be more positive about some of these games because I think there's so much negativity throughout the sports media. But, oh my God, this was such a hard watch in the second half and especially the fourth quarter. Now, in the first half, it wasn't too bad. I don't think the refs really called too many fouls. I don't even know if the Knicks shot any free throws in the first half, maybe like two. But in the second half, it was just brutal. It felt like every single play, especially Brunson, just flopping all over the place on offense and defense. And he just took it to another level yesterday. I mean, I know I've kind of called him a free throw merchant on the show before, but man, yesterday, it just, I mean, there's some other guys that do that, you know, Shea for sure, Harden, even like Luka at times, but this just felt different. It felt like he didn't even have an end goal that was like trying to get to the free throw line or actually score. It felt like he literally just wanted to draw fouls. And when he drew the sixth foul on Asar Thompson, like he knew it immediately. He's laying on his back on the floor. He holds up six fingers. Like he knew he was gone. And it's just, oh, it was a tough watch. And it's frustrating because Brunson is so good. Like he's such a skilled player and I'd like him. Like I want him to be good, but it's just like unethical hoops the way that he's been playing. And it just makes me root against guys like that. And I, coming into the series, I kind of wanted the Knicks to win. I thought they would win. Even though I don't really like them, I just think it would have been a better series against the Celtics than the Pistons. But at this point, I'm like all in on the Pistons. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. I wasn't enjoying like any part of it. There were so many stoppages, just the flopping and flailing around. I mean, I know I'm going on for too long about this, but anyway, it was rough. And Brunson still finished with 37 points, but he had 11 free throw attempts. He had 27 field goal attempts. He was only 12 for 27 from the field. And so I don't know if you just look at the points, like it looks like he had a great game, but man, it was an ugly, ugly watch. And then also really weird game from Kat. Also, like he looked good to start the game and then he just completely disappeared in the second half. He didn't score in the second half and it wasn't like he didn't play. Like he played the entire fourth quarter but he had no points. The last field goal attempt that he took was with 5 minutes and change left in the third quarter. And that just feels unacceptable for this team. And especially, you know, you make that trade to go get him and you give up some cornerstone pieces of a team that's, you know, advanced at least throughout the playoffs the past few years between DiVincenzo and, oh my gosh, why am I blanking on Julius Randle? And you know, you give those guys up to seemingly bring in Kat to take you to the next level, especially in the playoffs. And he only takes 11 shots and doesn't score in the second half. And I was kind of wondering myself, is this a product of all of those foul calls and all of the flopping? Like it just felt like there was no rhythm to the game, especially in the fourth quarter. And that's where he was especially non-existent. And so I wonder if, you know, from Brunson's perspective, I mean, why stop? I mean, he's getting the foul calls. The refs allow it to happen. But I wonder if it hurts the rest of the team just from the flow of their offense. And I don't know. I mean, I know he doesn't need to always be the focal point in terms of scoring for them. I mean, Bridges can score. Anunoby can score at times. It's not really Hart's role on that team. You know, he's kind of a, even as a somewhat smaller guy, he's kind of an extra rebounder for them and an energy guy and great on the defensive end. But still, you would think you'd want to get him more involved. And it was just a weird, weird game from him. So I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, all in all, we're tied now, heading to Detroit. Super excited for those fans. This is their first playoff win for the Pistons in, I think, 17 years. I think it was 2008, the last time they won. It was something like, it was approaching like 7,000 days since their last playoff win. They had also lost 15 straight playoff games coming into this one. So they've had a rough go, and I'm excited for those Detroit fans. I think Little Caesars is going to be rocking. I think they play on Thursday. It's either Wednesday or Thursday, but I think it's Thursday. That place is going to go nuts for them, and I'm all in on the Pistons now. It's just unethical hoops from the Knicks, and I don't want to watch it anymore. So that was the first game, and then our second game was between the Clippers and the Nuggets in Denver again. Obviously, Denver came into this one leading the series 1-0. And this game was fantastic, just like the first one. The Clippers end up winning 105-102. And man, did this one live up to the hype. I thought coming into this series that this would be the best series, especially in the first round. But I also knew both teams like have some propensity to slip a little bit, and especially with like Denver firing their coach. I didn't really know where each team stood mentally even. But man, they have both played fantastic in the first two games, and they have been tight as ever. And on Denver's side, you know, you got another great game from Jokic. He had 26 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. It was his 19th career triple-double in the postseason, which is now third all-time. He's only behind Magic and LeBron. And then they got really good games from everyone else, too. I mean, Jamal Murray had 23 points on 9-for-17 shooting. Michael Porter Jr. had some big buckets down the stretch. He had 15 points on 6-for-11 shooting. Aaron Gordon wasn't as efficient as usual, but he still had 14 points. And even Westbrook had 14 on 5-for-11. He had some huge threes early in the fourth quarter to keep them in the game. But even with all that, they still lose, and largely it was because of Kawhi. Kawhi was just unreal yesterday. It was one of the best playoff games that I've ever seen. And I don't say that lightly, because I mean, I've seen a lot of great performances over the years, but he couldn't miss early on. I think he was 9-for-10 in the first half with like 21 points. He finished with 39. He was 15-for-19 from the field. He's 5-for-5 from the free throw line, 4-for-7 from three, just super efficient. He didn't have a lot of rebounds or assists, but he had two steals. He had a block also, only one turnover in 39 minutes. It was incredible to watch. And every shot that he took, it felt like they were all extremely contested. Like, it was good defense. And he was just so smooth, especially in the first half. Every shot was just clean, and he shoots kind of that line drive, almost like Kobe a little bit, and it was just so satisfying to watch. Like, it felt like everyone just hit the back of the rim and just straight down and through. And man, he was just, I mean, it was incredible. Just the shot making, and like I said, it felt like every shot was contested, and he just couldn't miss. So definitely, I mean, props to Kawhi. It was an incredible, incredible game. He's obviously great defensively too. He had a steal at the end, which helped them seal it. And it was a treat to watch that last night. Harden was okay. He had 18 points on 7-for-17 shooting. Zubac had a pretty good game. He had 16 points. And Powell rounded out their last double-figure score with 13. But yeah, it was, man, what a game. I really hope this goes 7 now, because if every game is going to be like this, I mean, it was fantastic. It felt like everyone was playing well, and the level of play was just super high on both ends. Like, it wasn't like it was bad defense leading to all these shots going. I mean, it was, like I said, especially for Kawhi, everything was contested. But man, it was a great game to watch. Huge contrast from the Knicks Pistons game. I would say blemish was Jokic also had 7 turnovers, and some of those were in some pretty big spots too. So he's got to clean that up, and those definitely hurt them down the stretch. But yeah, I'm super excited for the rest of this series. They'll head to LA for game 3 later this week. And yeah, again, I hope this goes 7 because it has been fantastic to watch. So those were both games that we had yesterday. We have 3 games tonight, starting with the Bucks and Pacers, with the Pacers leading that series 1-0. They're at home again. They're about 5-point favorites, but it looks like Dame is actually going to play in this game. So we'll see if that line moves at all. But they'll need to win to avoid going down an 0-2 or going down 0-2 before they head back to Milwaukee. And then after that, we have the Grizzlies in Thunder. We'll see if the Grizzlies can even keep this one close after they lost by 51 this weekend. I think it'll be a lot closer than that, but because it's hard to lose by 50 twice, obviously. But the Thunder are like 15-point favorites, and I think they're still gonna win pretty handily. But we'll see if the Grizzlies can bounce back. They've had a couple days of rest, which they haven't really had. So we'll see if they can at least keep that one interesting, and then we'll close off the nightcap with Timberwolves at the Lakers. Obviously, Minnesota leading that one 1-0, and this is about as must win of you can have for a game 2 for the Lakers, in my opinion. If you lose this game and you go down 0-2, then you've got to win both games in Minnesota, and that just feels unlikely. So we'll see if they can bounce back as well. They're about 5-point favorites also. I think we'll get another good game from Luka. I think LeBron will bounce back, and I think Reeves will play a little bit better today. So I think the Lakers will get the win, but man, they looked like they had some big issues in game 1. So they're going to need to remedy those. And I think a lot of that pressure is going to be on JJ Redick to see if they can turn it around. So those are the games that we have tonight. And then we'll transition real quick over to the NHL. We had 4 games last night, and these were all fantastic. First, we had the Caps hosting the Canadiens, and this one went to overtime. And of course, Ovechkin, he gets the game winner in what has been a dream season for his 2nd goal of the night, as they go on to win 3-2 and take a 1-0 series lead. Then we had the Jets hosting the Blues in Winnipeg. They end up winning 2-1 to take a 2-0 series lead, thanks to a late goal from, not really a late, but a 3rd period goal from Kyle Connor. Then we had the Stars hosting the Avalanche in Dallas. This one also went to overtime, and this was truly actually a late overtime goal from Colin Blackwell, which gave the Stars a 4-3 lead, or sorry, the 4-3 win, I should say, to tie the series at 1. And then we had the Kings and the Oilers in a crazy game in LA. The Kings went up 4-0 here, and then they were also up 5-2 or 4-1, and then 5-2, whatever. They had a 3 or 4 goal lead like the whole game, and then Corey Perry scores for the Oilers to cut it to 2 about halfway through the 3rd, and then Hyman and McDavid both had really late goals to tie the game, completing the comeback. But then like less than a minute later, Philip Deneau ends up scoring for the Kings to take the lead 6-5, and that would be the final. So Oilers come all the way back from that huge deficit just to end up losing anyway. So a little bit deflating for them, but at least it showed that they're going to hang in there. So LA will take a 1-0 series lead there. And then we also had a lot of baseball games yesterday, but as I was looking through the scoreboard, it was kind of crazy. There was one game that wasn't very close. The Astros blew out the Jays 7-0, but every other game was like within 3 runs, and really they were within like 2 until the last game. But the Guardians beat the Yankees 6-4, the Marlins beat the Reds 6-3, Red Sox beat the White Sox 4-2, Tigers beat the Padres 6-4, Mets beat the Phillies 5-4, Braves beat the Cardinals 7-6, and the Giants beat the Brewers 5-2. Like every game was tight yesterday, despite that Astros Blue Jays game. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Typically you get, you know, at least a couple games that aren't that close, or someone will run it up, but like every score felt like it was like 6-5 basically. Like that was like the average yesterday, and no one was really deviating from the standard. So thought that was kind of interesting to mention. But yeah, with that, we'll just about wrap it up for this Tuesday episode of the Daily Dime. As always, thank you for listening. If you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars wherever you listen, whether that be Apple or Spotify or another platform. But yeah, thanks again for listening, and we will talk to you tomorrow. See ya.